It's Dollars and Cents here. I will not be bringing a lot of business and tech gaming news. This will be an extremely short podcast. I really came to bring up one thing. People are already aware of the government shutdown that has been going on for quite some time. With museums shut down, parks shut down, government employees, TSA agents, you know, it sucks. It's Trump. Y'all voted him in, so that's, yeah. What I'm here to bring up is Martin Luther King Jr. Birthday is upon us. A lot of people travel to Atlanta, to his park down here, his, you know, this is his stomping grounds and everything. For those unaware, his park will be open. Thanks to Delta Airlines Foundation, they have granted money along with recreation fees revenue from the National Park Service that will allow Martin Luther King Jr. Park to open Saturday, January 19th, and it will remain open until February 3rd. So if you had plans to come down and visit Dr. King's Park, and I'm not sure what all that pertains to. It wasn't very detailed specific, but I'm pretty sure you could be able to go online and check and see. But if you were planning to travel and visit Martin Luther King's Park, you can do that. It will be open thanks to Delta Airlines. I'm very proud to hear such news, not in just a sense because it's Dr. King, but in a sense of it shows a company that has values. Everything. There's so many multi-billion-dollar companies that generate money that you rarely see come back into the community. Besides Delta and Coca-Cola, there's very few. And I bring up Coca-Cola because Coke also has a history with Atlanta and Dr. King. Back in the day when it, you know, wasn't very PC, or, well, that wasn't even a word back then. Wasn't very much the thing to give an African-American activist a park and a street and all of these things and be honored in the way that Atlanta does honor him with everything that he has around. Coca-Cola threatened to leave the city back then because the city didn't want to. They threatened to leave until the city of Atlanta decided to build and honor Dr. King in a way they felt that he should be, which of course would have hurt the city, especially given a company that was created in Atlanta was bringing, still brings hundreds of thousands of jobs here. Tourism probably back then was not as big as it is now for Coke, but still, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of revenue. So I'm glad Delta did that. I'm always looking at companies and what they do when it pertains to the community. Not just African-American community, but even your local mom and pop spot in your town. You know, look at things where if a family house burns down, do they help them with groceries? Do they? These are things that are help. Word of mouth is good. Advertising, marketing is good. But things like this goes a long way because it speaks to people in a totally different manner. This has been Dollars and Cents here with your moral business or whatever you want to call this one. But check back later for some tech, gaming, and business news. Don't just keep your mind on your money. Keep your heart on your community and those around you. That's also important. Later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.